Part 1. A Pixel Rarely Makes the Picture. Chapter 1. For every hour I spend in the courtroom during a trial, there's another 2 to 5 hours, at least, spent in preparation. Studying evidence, interviewing witnesses, hiring technical experts, and writing motions arguing that this spade work, or some of it, belongs in front of a jury. It's hard for people not familiar with the practice of law to fathom the amount of time a case that goes to trial consumes outside of the courtroom, and preparation for the Stephen Avery case was sure to dwarf the time necessary for most trials. What this means is that getting involved with a case like Stephen Avery's was not a decision I could make by myself. Given its complexity, work on the case would affect my professional and personal lives. Naturally, before I committed to joining Dean in representing Avery, I had to discuss it with my law partner and with my wife. Fortunately, they are the same person. Kathy Stilling and I met in 1981 on our first day as public defenders in Milwaukee, got married in 1989, and eventually struck out on our own, joined by Dudley Williams. Ours was a boutique firm specializing in criminal defense, with enough serious clients for us to support our family, but not so many that we could not give each one a full measure of effort. Our personalities and skills complement each other in the courtroom, so Kathy and I often teamed up over the years on hard cases, although it became harder to do jury trials together once we had young children. A few hours after my meeting with Dean, Kathy and I talked before dinner about what the Avery case would mean for us. Rare is the scrapyard worker in trouble who can afford private defense lawyers, but Stephen Avery was an unusual client by any measure. At the time of his arrest and the Teresa Halbach murder, he had almost no financial resources of his own. What kinds of assets can anyone accumulate during 18 years in prison? But he did have a $36 million wrongful conviction lawsuit pending against Manitowoc County, which had prosecuted him in 1985. During the pretrial discovery period for his civil suit, his lawyers had uncovered strong evidence that the authorities in Manitowoc had sat on information about another suspect, the person later revealed by DNA tests.